Okay, let's start Shabbos here. All right, here we go. Now, we're starting with Masechet Shabbos. The first nine blat are discussing the halachas of carrying. It's very important to know about carrying that the way that the Isser is, the Isser of carrying involves three parts. It involves there are three parts to the act of carrying. Without any of these parts, you are not violating the act of carrying. The act of carrying includes A, picking it up, which is known as an akira; B, crossing a border, which is either Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or going out from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's B, crossing the border; and C, ahanocha, putting it down. You need all three factors involved in order to be chayev on the malacha of carrying. So, says the Gemara, Yitzias HaShabbos, with regards to the malacha of carrying, of taking something out on Shabbos, and the Gemara is going to note this interesting lashon of Yitzias, taking it out. Shtayim Shehin Arba Bifnim, Vishtayim Shehin Arba Bachutz. There are two malachas, there are two ways to violate this, which become four ways, Bifnim, for the guy on the inside, Vishtayim Shehin Arba Bachutz, and two ways, which the Araisa, that become four to violate this, Bachutz, for the guy on the outside. So we're talking about a person who's living in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and talking about a guy carrying out to Rosh Hashanah Yachin, carrying out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the guy on the inside is the Balabais, the guy on the outside is the Ani. There are two ways that the Ani could be Moitzi, could be violate the Issa D'Raisa, which become four once you add in the Rabbanans. And there are two ways that the Balabais, the guy on the inside, the Befnim, could violate the Malacha, which become four once you add in the Rabbanan. So in a total, there's eight.
What about, carrying
a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim?
Carrying in what is that called?
A Carmelis?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to see about Carmelises. Carmelis is not the Araisa. Okay, so Ketzad, Ha'ani, Ketzad, what are the cases? Ha'ani, Oymed Bechutz, the Ani is standing on the outside. The Balabayas Bifnim, the Balabayas is Bifnim. Poshat Ha'ani es Yodei Lifnim, if the Ani sticks his hand inside, and so he picks up his soda or whatever he has on the outside, so he did A. He, B, stuck his hand inside, and then C, he put it into the hands of the Balabayas. So he did all three. Or he lifted up the soda from the Balabais' hands. A, he crossed out. B, and he put it down. Or the Shaila is if he has to put it down or not. Rashi's mashmi has to put it down, but Kapshuta he doesn't. What?
Isn't he lifting the house?
And lifting what?
In the house, there's no.
Yeah, but he's standing outside. He's lifting it out of your hands and he's bringing it out. So he's doing A, he's lifting it up. B, he's crossing the border. And C, he's just stopping. Well, you're allowed to lift something up, but you can't do A, B, and C. Anytime. Let's say I'm carrying also. I'm picking something up. That's A. I'm allowed to do that, but I can't just finish it off, B and C. So in this case, or he takes it out of the Balabai's hands, v'hoitzi. In this case, ha'oni is chayev. The Ani did all three, and the Balabais is Pata. He didn't do any. Same idea. Pashit Balabais is Yadev. The Balabais does all three. The Balabais picks it up from his table, takes it to he crosses over the border, and puts it into the Ani's hands. Pashit Balabais is Yadev Luchutz. V'nosel Otech Yadev Shal Ani. Oish not Amitecha. Or he puts it out of the Balabais' hand, out of the Ani's hands. V'hichnis. And he brings it in. Balabais is Chayev. V'hani's Pata. In both of these cases, the Balabais did both, and the Ani did nothing. Pashat ha'ani es yadei lefnim, if the ani sticks his hand inside. So the ani, v'not the balabais mitecha. So the ani does A, he picks up the soda can. He does B, he crosses his hand into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and then he just waits there as the balabais comes and takes it out of his hand. In that case, Mr. Ani did A and B, Mr. Balabais did C, together A, B, and C happened, but Lamaisa, they're not going to be chayv, because nobody by themselves did A, B, and C. Or, Balabais, Ani sticks his empty hand inside. Balabais does A, picks it up off the ground, puts it into the Ani's hand, and then Ani pulls back doing B, and then stands there doing C. That is, again, together they did A, B, and C, but Lamaisa, they're not going to be Chayef. They're both Pater. And the same thing is in the opposite way. If the Balabayas does A, B, and C, Pashat Balabayas is Yadel Lechutz, the Natal Ha'ani Mitoicha, the Balabayas goes ahead and sticks his hand out, and the Balabayas picks it off the table, A, walks to the door and sticks his hand out, B, and then the Ani takes it out of the guy's hand. The Ani is the one who takes it out of the hand. In that case, a Balabayas did A and B, Bala and Ani did C. Together, they did a malacha, but neither of them did the entire ABC. Memela, they're both going to be putter. And the final case is as well, is where you have Mr. Balabayas extend his empty hand into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Ani goes ahead, does A, picks it off the ground. And puts it into the Balabayas' hand. And then Balabayas does B, C. Then, again, they're both putter. Pasha Balabayas is Yadel Lechutz. V'not Ani Mitecha, Oy Shenos Anotecha V'Hichnes. In these cases, Shnehem Peturim, they're both putter. Well, because you can't do a shliach for an avera.
No, he's not an avera. He's just picking it up, putting his hand up. He's not an avera. Doing half of it.
Well, that's so exactly the point.
It's not an avera.
Well, you're asking, and Mamela let it be an avera.
No, I'm just doing that, and then he's picking it up. He said, I want you to do this for me, and that's it. Then he picks it up. But it's still a shliach.
Yeah, we'll leave the chart for tomorrow. So there is. I know. So what's your question? There should be an avera.
The man should
have
an avera.
But there's no
shliach
with
an avera. There's no avera. He didn't do an avera.
Well, your question is, let them be an avera.
He just wants to pick it up from his hand. That's not an avera.
So then what's your question?
So the question is, why doesn't he get an avera?
Because there's no shliach with an avera. That's exactly your point. No, it's a good. I'm saying that's the answer. Your answer is, because there's no shliach with an avera.
It's still an avera.
Avera is carrying on Shabbos. You're not one of the 39 malachas is you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos.
So the house doesn't have
an ear. No, but we're talking about outside the house. The Ani is standing outside the house, and you're standing inside the house. You're picking it up. You're passing it to the Ani.
So
you're carrying. You're bringing it outside the house. Bringing something outside the house is also an avera. It's also part of the carrying of era.
That's A and B, so why doesn't he get
A? Because it's only the act of carrying involves three parts. You need to do A, B, and C. You got to put it down. If I go ahead and I pick something up in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and I walk till the end of Shabbos, never stopping, I'm not chayev. Because I never did C, I never stopped, even though I walked 50 miles. Darabanan, because A and B is us, or even Darabanan. That's what it says over here also. Even if you do A and B, it's still putter. Putter is aval usser. As it says, it's Shnayim Shehein Arba. So let's count quickly. What are the Shnayim Shehein Arba? For the guy on the inside, Shnayim is Asa D'Raisa, where he did A, B, and C this way, or A, B, and C that way. Those are the Shnayim. Shehein Arba is the two cases that it says Putter, where he did A and B this way, or where he did B and C this way. So it's still Putter D'Rabbanan. It's still Putter Midiraisa, but it's still Asa D'Rabbanan. Just doing B is usser. Just doing A is obviously not usser because I did A right now. I could do A on Shabbos. Now, the truth is this that I just said is actually very controversial because what exactly is the two cases that are being counted, midrabanan, is a subject to a massive machlokes v'shenim. Rashi actually holds that the A that I did, what's counted in the Gemara is the A. The whoever did A is counted. So in the case of A, B, and C, the one that the Mishnah is counting is the A, because that could be finished off to a B and C. We'll get to this Gemara, but when I pick it up, I'm already over an Issa D'Rabbanan. And the question is, how you over an Issa D'Rabbanan? Every time I pick up my cornflakes to go like this, I'm over an Issa D'Rabbanan. The answer is, it's all dependent on your intent. If you intend to pick up the spoon and toss it out the window at your brother, then the A is going to be usser, even without tossing it at your brother.
It's like putting up your hand to hurt somebody.
Well, no, it's even worse than that. Because here, putting up your hand to hurt somebody is, you're right, you called the Russia, like that Medrash, but Alpha Pekin, there's no real part of the Avera yet. The Avera is hitting the guy. That's the Avera. In the entire Avera, when you get a ticket from a cop, that's because you hit him. Over here, this is part of the Avera, because it's A, B, and C. All those are part of the Avera. You already started the Avera. It's worse than picking up your hand to hit somebody. Because that's just set. That's like driving to the place to hit somebody. It's setting yourself up to do the Avera. The Avera eventually comes over there. Here, it's the actual Avera. The Avera consists of A, B, C. It's very nokeya. Because let's say you do A before Shabbos. You're not going to be chayev. Because it's part of the Avera. But if you pick up your hand before your friend is there, and then your friend comes and you go like that, you're still going to be chayev. Even though when you picked up your hand, you had no intention to hit him. Because that's not part of the Avera. Right? The Avera is just hitting him. Over here, it's part of the Avera. If you pick up your hand like this before Shabbos, and then on Shabbos you do B, C, you're going to be pater. Because the A, B, C is the Avera. And until you have A, B, C with intent to do... Let's say also a person goes ahead and he decides in middle, after doing A, it was on Shabbos, Shabbos morning, he goes ahead, he picks up a thing in order to walk, in order to put it on the shelf. And is like, you know what? I don't like this book anyways. And he tosses it outside. So he has no intent when he does A to do an Avera. And we know on Shabbos, you're only chayev if you do an Avera with intent. So is he chayev there? He did A, B, and C. But his A had no intent. So he's not chayev because it's part of the Avera.
Darabon
is chayev? No, well, Darabon again, B and C is. It's also B and C is Darabon.
He's opening up a refrigerator with the lights with two people on Avera. At the same time.
It's a psik reisha. I mean, so anytime you do something with two people, yeah, and a chanami.
It's no avera.
I mean, it's not no avera. It's naim shasu. It's derabanan. But also, there's going to be a sugi in the seventh parak that discusses if you're both able to do the act by yourselves. Yeah, but the ma'is we're going to come out that it's derabanan. Sometimes, if you can't both do it, it's a really hard fridge. They're both like pulling away, and you finally get it with both of you together. There's going to be a difference in that, whether or not you could both do it by yourselves. Or we'll discuss that. But in the end of the day, the case that you gave is Taka going to be only us to Midrabanan. All right, so that sums up the Mishnah.